How are you doing, everybody? Jonathan here. And in this video, I'm going to answer a question I get very often. It usually comes something like this. Hey, Jonathan, I'm 30. I'm 35. I'm 40. I'm 45. Am I too old to start a career in the fitness industry as I want to become a personal trainer? Well, I chose the thumbnail that I had for a very special reason. That you have is a 70-year-old personal trainer training his 102-year-old client. Now, where he started as a personal trainer, it does not say. But there is no retirement age for personal training. There may be a shift in your target audience, but there's no retirement age. And you have to understand that you have an advantage with your age. You automatically think, oh, I don't have the body and I don't have the energy of a younger personal trainer. And it's funny because the younger personal trainers say, I don't have the experience and I don't have the maturity of the older personal trainer. So let me tell you what's so good about being an older personal trainer. And we'll go with plus 40, and then I'll give you some examples. So, number one, you have life experience, you have family experience, you have different work experience, and these are things that come up in the trainer to client dynamic. You have to help your clients manage these obstacles, we'll call them, as they try to gain their best level of fitness. And you being able to draw back on things that you were able to balance out are going to help your clients greatly. You're understanding what it's like to raise a family and still try to work out, or work, you know, a 9-to-5 in the real world and still work out and stay healthy are going to be very beneficial for you. The next thing that I think about is reliability. From what I've found, every time that I have an older personal trainer, they tend to be a little bit more reliable as they're just used to working more often, all right? So as long as you're reliable and as long as you bring your wisdom with you, that's actually an advantage, all right? Now, if you are concerned about the shape that you're in, I tell the same thing to the younger personal trainers that are looking to get into the fitness industry, and that is, guess what? You already have a client. Your first client is always you. So, first off, you have to consider your target audience. Who are you looking to train? Are you looking to help people that are way out of shape get into shape? Are you often approached by other people because they want to get into the shape that you're into? Well then great, your build is good for that audience. Now, if you feel that you can improve and you go over your weight, your body fat, your ability to exercise, and you feel that can be improved, improve yourself, because then that will just help you to relate back to your clients what it feels like to get older, what it feels like to have to take a little bit more time to recover, what it feels like to have to break habits that you've had since you were a little kid. These are things that are going to be beneficial for you. Here's another thing to consider. All of my trainers, and granted that's two of them, are over 50 years old, and both of them started in fitness after the age of 40. It's when they realized that, you know, things weren't moving the way that they used to, when they were constantly getting injured, when they were constantly getting sick, and they decided to make their own personal fitness a huge part of their lives. And as they found how much better they felt, they wanted to share it with, you know, everybody that they could. So really all it takes is you letting go of whatever preconceived notions that you feel your age brings, whatever limits you feel your age brings, just let them go, toss them, because they don't exist. It's actually gonna work as an advantage for you. All you have to do is first, make you your first client, and then second, get the knowledge, get the information, get a good, nationally accredited certification. Go with NASM, ACE, ACSM, NFPT, or NSCA. Those are great certifications just off the top of my head. Get that certification, work on yourself as a client, and then you'll be surprised. People tend to look for older trainers. When I first got into personal training, I was 21 years old. I was taking over for a trainer who was like 45, and his client immediately said, this guy is too young for me. How's he gonna relate to me? Now, for those of you younger personal trainers out there that worry that this might happen, I already made a video a long time ago about, are you too young or skinny to be a personal trainer? You can click on that right there. You can watch that video, and you can work on things to improve as a young personal trainer. But if you're older, again, whatever you can't control, and you can't control your numerical age, spin it to your advantage. Think about the things that your age brings to the table, and I guarantee you, you'll be very effective and you'll be very helpful for the industry. You can actually help the younger folks kind of you know, get better, because younger personal trainers usually struggle with organization and balancing their life with their work, and you can bring that to the industry. So if that's something that you want to pursue, don't let it stop you. I'll include a couple of links of some personal training certifications you may want to include. I'll include the link of the 70-year-old trainer that has a 102-year-old client, and understand that people are getting older all the time. People are living longer, all right? And the older you are, you can help, you know, the generation behind you. So that 70-year-old trainer, maybe or maybe not, based on the way that he was talking, and you can watch the video, I would train with him because he seems to know what he's talking about. But he can relate to a 102-year-old client differently. Perhaps a 21-year-old trainer might not be able to slow down the way that that client needs them to. All right, so there's a huge market out there. You just have to find yours. But don't let your age stop you from, you know, chasing whatever dream you have or chasing whatever goal you have. I'm here to help you. So I hope you found this video helpful. Remember, if you have any questions or comments, comment below. Remember, subscribe to this channel, as anything that I find is, you know, relevant, necessary, or needed for the fitness industry, I'll post on this channel. So make sure to subscribe. I'll have new videos up Sundays and Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And as always, remember to eat healthy, hydrate, drive safe. Stress levels don't get rest. Don't slap anybody. Love your clients. They will love you back. I will see you all tomorrow or the next day. And you have a good one. The good news, however, is I think a vast majority of the people that subscribe to this channel and that ask this kind of questions are looking to serve the general population, who are really just looking to get healthy. And essentially that's, you know, maintaining a healthy body fat percentage and a healthy body weight. So for you guys, I would say that yes, it does matter, but it doesn't matter to the degree that you think. All right, so do you need to have 2% body fat in order to be qualified to train somebody to get from, let's say, a female 41% body fat to 25% body fat? No, but you want to be at a healthy body fat range. And moreover, you should exemplify the type of body that your client is.